So am I understanding from a technology standpoint, the code would not have to be altered in order to run the system? It just would have had to have been commands entered in at the keyboard by the user that would have called up those subroutines.
I think it's correct that users in those commercial rooms could have called up those routines, whether the system was actually operative to do that, in the sense that the testimony was pretty clear that it simply didn't have, the architecture and the hardware was simply not robust enough to actually make that happen for any commercial purpose. So could the commands be invoked? I believe so. Could it actually have been used commercially? I think the record supports, and the district court supports, the finding that no, the system was too slow to be operative for that purpose.
Mr. Rosen, you're into your rebuttal, but Judge